USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An armed man who made threats against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh was arrested near the justice's home. A court spokesman saying the arrest happened around 1:50 a.m. The top Republican in the Senate says this sort of reaction is not surprising based on some of the stuff we're hearing from those on the left.
This is exactly the kind of event that many worried, the unhinged, reckless, apocalyptic rhetoric from prominent figures toward the court going back many months, and especially in recent weeks, could make more likely.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell's, the man has been charged with attempted murder. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen isn't concerned about inflation being a decade-long problem. That's what she told a Democratic-led House committee on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Public congressional hearings on last year's Capitol attack are set to begin Thursday night. Several hearings will be scattered throughout June in prime time and during daytime hours. Democrats hired a former TV producer to help produce the hearings. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik says the hearings taking place are unprecedented.
They are Nancy Pelosi's appointees, and everyone across America needs to know that. Every single member that was appointed by Kevin McCarthy is not on the committee. That's because Nancy Pelosi broke 200-plus years of precedent by not allowing the Republican minority leader to appoint members of a sitting committee.
An audio courtesy of Fox News, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is leading a group of more than two dozen Republicans who are calling on the Supreme Court to reaffirm constitutionality protected free speech and religious liberty rights. Oral arguments are set to begin this fall. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A Democratic-led House committee holds a hearing on Wednesday addressing the gun violence epidemic, with testimony that includes survivors of family members of the mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. Ranking member James Comer says he believes there is a big place for law-abiding gun owners to serve and protect themselves, their families, and their communities from violence.
Instead of rushing to score political points at the expense of our justice system working properly, we must learn from these senseless acts of violence and take concrete action to reduce violence in the future.
An NFL team has a new buyer.
The Denver Broncos of the National Football League are being sold for roughly $4.6 $5 billion, a record in United States sports sales. Rob Walton, who is the billionaire heir to Walmart, has officially entered into a purchase agreement with the Broncos. When the dust settles, Rob Walton will be the wealthiest NFL owner, valued at $58 billion. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The University of Central Florida is developing a new tool to help homeowners determine how vulnerable their homes are to hurricanes. The free website and app Hazard Aware can help reveal the risks a home faces from severe weather. Hazard Aware is available for more than 13 million addresses across Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, and Texas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.